Hello, everyone!
Welcome to Finding Fandoms.
Cue intro.
Come watch some D&D. I can't wait for you to see this high school fantasy created by Brennan and friends. They play a group of jocks and weirdos, also known as the Intrepid Heroes. We will see them defeat their foes before high school ends. So let's watch Fantasy High. Prepare to cry your eyes out, don't ask why. Let's watch Fantasy High. Then listen to our voices shout as they die. Because this podcast is a dumb excuse to make our friends watch the stuff we like, so come to Finding Fandoms. Hey everyone, Editing Maggie here. I just want to say right off the bat that we had some audio issues and at times we were really loud, so I apologize for that, but otherwise this is a pretty good episode, so I hope you enjoy.
Riz has got a gun!
Riz just has a gun!
Riz just got a gun in school!
And this is the one time that I'm like, you know what? That's okay!
Literally the one and only time. It's because you are at a mythical adventuring school where your whole
people
goal
are literally
is to
dying.
Yeah! Okay, before we say anything else, we should probably introduce ourselves.
Right, okay. So, this is Finding Fandoms. We just watched episode 2 of Fantasy High called Clash of the Corn Cuties. My name is Maggie.
I'm Dia.
I am Evie.
And
we all have a lot of emotions right now.
Okay, so just recording.
I've watched this whole series before, just so the people at home know. I watched this whole series. I knew this was going to happen. I wanted to see your reactions to this episode specifically. And yeah, so these guys are watching it for the first time, and they're having a time.
We literally finished it like moments ago. We all watched it together.
Yep.
Oh. We can totally post those reactions on Instagram.
Oh my gosh. I need to watch it.
There's
first,
like a trend on like Twitter where people's friends who they've gotten to watch the show, like they're texting them as they're watching that specific part of the show and they're like, "What just happened?"
And then, my god.
So what you're saying is we need Twitter now?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay. And then just a side note, this episode, we are usually a pretty clean podcast. Today we will be explicit. Today, very specifically.
Yeah. I feel like most of the time we try to keep it PG, but this just...
There's just a lot of explicit things that happen in the episode, mm-hmm. and we can't avoid talking about them.
Yes.
Also,
and especially poignant if we use the word ass.
Yes.
So I think we must.
Also, sorry, this just gives me free reign to say fuck,
mm-hmm.
which I like to do in my daily life. So
it's been very difficult for Dia not to drop the F-bomb constantly.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
While talking about Avatar.
Jet?
Oh my god.
Let's talk about this episode.
Oh my god.
It started off pretty normal.
Yeah.
Just a regular battle. We were admiring all the little minis and stuff.
It was also really cute.
It was super cute. I love the miniatures of the corn cuties and all of the people, and the set is dope.
Yes.
Do they have elaborate sets for all of their battles?
Every battle they
have.
Oh
my gosh. Yes! I am so freaking excited.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
I, right now, just like, okay, so, because they have, like, their words. All their miniatures are, like, very personalized to their characters, so, like, mm-hmm. they obviously didn't just, like, buy a jock elf with a rapier
right.
miniature. So, like, how did they get those right. made? I don't know, but it's cool. And
well,
are there websites that, like, custom make, like, to
yeah.
an extent characters, and
yeah,
then you have to repaint
of,
them?
There's, like,
yeah.
they had, like, a podcast kind of, like, explaining some behind-the-scenes stuff for this show. And so the art director of the minis stuff is Rick Perry and his team, and they're the ones who create all the minis and the sets and stuff.
Why
and
is Rick Perry a familiar name?
I don't know. But yeah, he said that I think they have some custom ones, but mostly they just buy
like other sets, like maybe they just bought an elf and then they repainted it and like cut off an arm and replaced it with a different thing.
Oh, dope. Okay.
So it's a lot of mismatching.
Probably because Rick Perry was a politician.
Oh, yes, that would do it.
I don't think it's the same.
Probably not.
But that would be dope.
Mm-hmm.
A Republican from Texas. Gross.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he's going to be working on
this kind of show. Don't think so.
No, I'm just going to make a conjecture.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I love, like, just I loved how, like, completely outlandish he made their first battle just to set the precedence of, like, anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's a real and like
I was like not expecting all of that. I was like, how in the heck are they gonna make like an hour and a half battle happen and be interesting? But I was at the edge the whole freaking time.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Honestly, like, and also they're all hilarious, so that makes it easy to watch the whole thing.
Yes,
I just I love how it took Fabian 3 turns to do anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, gonna jump over the table. Nope, not one. Face plant.
The whole point of his character is like, look at me, I'm strong, I'm athletic, but I have personality issues, and then he doesn't do anything.
For like 3 rounds.
Yes.
Oh my god.
This was like a little bit confusing for me, because like, I know next to nothing about D&D and like the actual mechanics of it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, what's an AC? What does roll D4 mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I was a little confused, but it didn't really like hinder my understanding of what happened a little bit, and I kind of figured out after a while. But
hold on, I'm getting the construction sounds.
I know, but I don't think they're gonna stop.
Okay, yeah. I was about to say.
Hey, can you give us a minute? We're recording a podcast.
Hey, guys.
Hello. Sorry, continue.
So that was, it was a learning curve. It was a learning experience, and I liked it. And I think like watching that probably would help me if I ever wanted to actually play it. In the future, which I definitely do now. But also it shows like how much work has to go into like building a character in the first place.
It's a lot of stuff you need to figure out, and like not just backstory, but also what your character's good at, what they're not good at,
and how do you figure that stuff out? Like, do you just be like, I guess I want to be good at this thing?
Yeah, I think so. Like, it depends like on the person who makes a character, but like usually they have like an idea of what they want their character to be, and then they like take a look through all the rule books and say, ooh, I like that trait, I'm gonna take that one.
Yeah, because I think, because when I did it, I said, okay, I have this kind of thing I want to do, and Austin, the DM at the time, he went, okay, so these look like they'd be pretty good for you, and then I think you do this, you roll for your stats
right
at the beginning, so it's just like, okay, so you roll for these, and he's like, this is what these things do, so plan accordingly, and all that kind of stuff.
And by stats, she means, like, there are 6 base scores. So there's a strength, constitution, dexterity, intelligence, wisdom, and charisma.
And what so the heck that's is on a constitution?
Scale. That's, like, how we say
the Constitution of America is 3.
Honestly, maybe.
Honestly, maybe. Constitution just like deals with like just how like naturally...
how healthy you are, like
yeah,
how easily you can bounce back from being poisoned or something.
Oh,
yeah. So it's just like someone who has a weak constitution is quite sickly most of the time. Like that's like the trope.
Yeah. And so the base scores are on a scale from hypothetically 1 to 20, but usually they're more closer like to 10 or above for all the characters, because you don't want your character to die right away.
Yeah.
And then, depending on how high that number is, you get a plus or minus, like, a single-digit number, usually, on any, like, ability checks, like the athletics checks or the intelligence checks. So, yeah.
Neato.
So that's the math part of it.
Yeah, I don't... I'm bad at math, so...
You're not bad at math, well, you just actively dislike it to an extent.
Yes. So, I did math in high school, and then I haven't done anything since, so I forgot, like, everything.
Mm-hmm. I do enough math for the three of us.
I mean, this is
a yeah, you
math.
Really do.
This is just adding and subtracting.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah.
Something I did not like about those slurping noises.
Oh my gosh, these noises were, like, so effective, but so disgusting.
It's a gift and a curse.
It was just and, like... oh my gosh, it was so cursed. But it's like, okay, so... Like, I feel like it wouldn't have been that bad if it was just the noises, and then you saw, like, an animated little corn guy going... But, like, the fact that you saw his face, and it was just this grown man going... And his, like, tongue was, like, doing Jabba the Hutt. Not a fan.
Not a fan.
It sure does. It sure does. It doesn't make me scared. It just makes me uncomfy, you know? Just like,
Spoiler warning. I'm about to recount a summary of what happened in the second episode of Fantasy High. If you have not watched it, please go back and watch it before listening to the rest of this episode. Okay, on to the summary. So all the kids just rushed into the cafeteria because they heard a scream, possibly Lady Doreen.
Lady Doreen.
Lady Doreen. I don't know
of
why
the
I thought
high
of that,
court
but...
of cafeteria.
Exactly. And so they're all in fighting mode because they see this big, huge cream corn ooze, and there's also a little corn gremlins all
put
around.
Their Crocs into adventure mode.
Right. So everyone's trying to jump on tables and attack the little corn cuties, but they're not very successful. These are, you know, high school freshmen. They don't really know what they're doing.
Especially Fabian.
So it takes a
He's
while.
Just like, ha! Nope.
Yeah, it takes
He's
a while
trying.
To get the
He's
hang
trying.
Of it. And so this is pretty much the start of five out of the six of them actually die in this episode. The first one to die is Fig. And then Adine dies. And then... and then I think Kristen brings her up so Adine can then kill Lady Tori.
Oh my god!
Which is a very traumatic moment.
Absolutely.
What does it say about me that I found that hilarious?
Like, but- it was like half... hilarious because like you know it's not real but just like oh my god, you know,
it's just like
it's wild.
I'm just like that dramatic speech was just like okay, sorry, you're breaking the illusion, like I can't deal
because
with
it's, again it's this grown man who's just like I'm an old lady who smokes a lot.
Just like
I'm trying to give a heartfelt dying speech.
Not even heartfelt, just like I hope you see my corpse in your dream.
Oh,
it's like,
I hate that.
Okay, bro. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. But as Doreen dies, she also says something else cryptic. Something like, don't trust the faculty. Something.
It was one of them.
Mm-hmm. So we get that little suspicious note right at the end there. And then, so Kristen heals Adine, and then Fig has a moment with maybe her dad, as she said. Maybe her demon dad.
Someone with a deep, creepy voice and a motorcycle.
Yeah, that's pretty
and
much
who
all
else could it be than her dad?
Right. It's just
obviously.
Like...
Yeah, and then Riz jumps into the butthole of the corn ooze.
Yes, straight up the ass.
This stresses me out.
My goodness, that is just so freaking funny. And I love how unprepared the DM was for it. He was just like, what do I even tell you to roll for? You just, this has never happened. I wasn't prepared for someone to just launch themselves up the ass of this corn ooze boy. Like, what is anything?
You know, they just made it worse by the fact that then they had to get...
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was just like, just leave his feet hanging out and then he can just, like, scooch out.
But no,
Fabian had to stick his arm up his butthole and, oh, my gosh, they said the word sphincter too many times.
They said it, like, twice, bro.
No, they said it more than that. And that is, like, one of those words that just makes me go, oh, I don't like it.
Bruh. I thought that's what Maggie meant. Because, like, at the beginning, she's just like, before watching this, she's just like, okay, something shocking is going to happen in this episode, and I don't want you to talk until we start recording. And we're like, okay, we did that with The Prestige. Oh, and I thought it was everyone climbing into the corn monster's ass.
Only two people actually made it into the ass.
But they tried.
Kristen wasn't successful.
Well, Fabian went in the mouth.
Yes, but then he went...
And then he went up, yeah.
In the ass, yeah. Yeah. And then Kristen tried to get her hand, but his ass was too tight.
Please edit that out.
No. His booty hole was way too clenched.
God,
I want to go home. I love this so much. This is great.
Yeah, so Riz climbs up the ass. He finds a little piece of paper thing, but he can't rip it out yet because on the outside world, outside of the corn ooze, Gorgug dies. And then... They were very emotional, specifically about Gorgug dying.
Listen, he's baby!
He's a pure baby.
And he was doing so good, like, literally, he's just was. Like, you see this loner in a hoodie just slashing at these corn, I'm like, yes!
Yeah, he was, yes. He was killing them little dudes, them little corn cuties,
mm-hmm.
And then he's just like, oh, whoops, I get dead.
He was doing so good. He just wanted his best for Morgan. I just wanted to be happy. I want to give him a hug.
Yeah.
And then, like, I guess, who else died? Kristen?
Fabian dies after he pulls Riz out.
Yeah, he pulls out, gets punched by the ooze.
Yeah. And then,
corn.
Yeah, and then they get the paper out, and Kristen tries to rip to like stomp it, but she gets a nat one, and she slips, and then she dies.
Yeah, like me, I'd be like, yeah, let's kill this thing. Slip on a banana peel and just wipe out and die.
Slips
bye,
on
guys.
Slips on ancient evil runes.
Yes,
classic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Classic. Classic Kristen Applebee's.
Yeah, and then Gorgug actually dies.
Yeah, like permanent
like
dies.
Like permanent death.
Ah!
Permanent death.
Yeah. And then Riz shoots the paper and the ooze, like, dissipates and stuff, and sort of the corn gremlins. And then Riz chooses to save Fabian instead of Kristen. And Fabian survives, but Kristen is now also permanent dead.
Yeah.
It's like...
Like, real dead. Not, like, temporary dead.
Yeah, not, like, just passed out.
But, like,
dead.
Like, okay, I feel bad, because, like, I felt something for Kristen, because, like, I was rooting for her, and I'm just like, where is
it's
your
like,
corn god?
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, the two purest sweetest, baby. Purest...
Yeah,
because
they're trying to protect
children.
Everyone else. They don't think to protect themselves.
Yeah, and it's so freaking sweet.
Literally, Gorgug just wanted a friend.
Yeah.
Gorgug just wanted a friend. Kristen was saving everyone else. She blessed other people, and then
mm-hmm.
She's like, bye.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed. And I just,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just...
It's never fun to see high schoolers die.
No, it really isn't.
But, like, with this, like, genre of, you know, this is fantasy, this is mm-hmm. D&D, like, you kind of expect people to die a lot because
yeah.
You're always fighting battles, but it's different because these people actually made it more like you were a teenager, you tried mm-hmm. to save all these people, but now you are actually dead.
Yeah.
Like, this is their first day of classes.
Yes.
Like, imagine our first
yes.
day of high school, we get detention,
and
we roll up to the cafeteria, and all the supervisors are monsters, and now we're dead.
Yeah.
And freaking Adine, like, murdered someone.
Yeah.
And she, like, kind of had to, but also it's like, that's emotionally scarring. Someone's
yeah.
gonna have some PTSD in addition to her anxiety disorder now.
Definitely.
Right, and she wasn't the one who realized that
Doreen was possessed.
Yeah, that was Doreen was possessed. So she thought that Doreen was like evil.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she wasn't, she's just like,
oh no, this was like an actual, like, how Brendan put it, a full person.
A full human person.
A full human person
that
you just like murdered.
like, this girl already makes anxiety attack jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yes!
Like,
and there was one point where he was just like, you don't even need to roll. You're having a panic attack.
Yeah.
Just like, I as the DM, you're having a panic attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, I just, you know, yeah, they did a really good job of establishing that, hey, these are children! Yeah,
and the decisions they make actually mean something. They're not just going to erase them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, so.
And like, also, again, this is a 17 episode series, and this is episode 2. I wasn't thinking that anyone would have to die yet!
I was fully expecting them to just die, and like, pull in new characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, low-key.
Like, Brennan has said on the podcast I talked about that if only one of them had died, he wouldn't have saved them. He would have made that person roll a new character. But since two people died, he's like, okay, I need to step in.
Yeah.
So then he...
So he just, like, free-handed that last bit?
Yeah, he totally improvised that whole scene. Okay, we haven't talked about this yet, but at the end of the episode, Eggfort and Mr. Gibbons come in, and Eggfort kind of goes on a little monologue, and everyone's super annoyed at him. And then at the end of his monologue, he holds up his, like, phoenix egg, and he shoots Mr. Gibbons, shoots himself, and he says that, you know, like, a life for a life, energy cannot be created nor destroyed, and he trades places with Gorgug and Kristen.
It's your first day of high school. You killed your principal and your school counselor. There already aren't enough school counselors out there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, my... Like, I just... I don't even know... So, okay. Principal Eggfort. Thought he was going to be a super awesome dude because, like, in the first episode, you see him at the pep rally, and you're like, okay, this is like Dumbledore, right? You know,
yeah,
cool dude. Then he does this thing, brings the phoenix egg. I was like, oh, he's got phoenix something. Is that's going to be cool? Takes out a gun. That's like the opposite of Dumbledore. That's the opposite of cool
the
magic.
The anti-Dumbledore.
And, like, first thing is, Mr. Gibbons was not on the same page.
No
idea
what was happening.
So that was just straight up murder right there.
Sorry, the realization just hit me. So if Kristen hadn't also gone down, we would have lost Gorgug.
Yeah.
Wait.
But
shit.
Then he just like, okay, so the idea of like sacrificing yourself for someone else is like, a very kind sentiment, but he sacrificed someone else that was like unwilling, so that's not cool. And like, he was the principal of the school, so I'm sure he was very important in many of those children's lives. So what's gonna happen now? And so, that like
what happens to the school now that two kids have died and now two teachers have died?
Yeah, and one of them being
the principal
and founder of the school. Now there's like a theoretical power vacuum there. So like, is the vice principal gonna fill it? And what if he is like the evil dude?
Who knows?
Who knows?
So my thing about Eggfort is that I actively like low key kind of disliked him because he reminded me of Dumbledore. Like I am anti Dumbledore and I am anti Snape. I don't know if that'll become relevant at all.
But we just need to make it
abundantly clear.
This podcast is anti-Snape.
It's just like my research mentor would be, was like, probably just felt a disturbance in the force. She loves him, but I'm just like, no, I hate him.
No.
But like, so the fact that like Eggfort was like standing up at the podium, like spouting things that kind of made sense, but like really, what is going on? Just made me be like, okay.
When he started quoting Alanis Morissette, I can't.
Like, literally.
The worst song about not what it's about.
Yeah.
It's like, isn't it ironic? No, it's not ironic!
Have you seen those BuzzFeed lyric videos? Isn't it just shitty? Don't you think? It's not really ironic. It's just unfortunate.
Yep.
But really. It's like, I didn't like Eggfort, and like, it's not that I distrusted him at first, but I just thought like, he's not going to serve any greater purpose in this story. But then when like, Doreen said the thing about like, the staff, I'm just saying, literally my first thought was just like, is Eggfort like, creating a bunch of new adventures only to send them out to get killed to serve a higher like, dark power? That's the first thing I thought of. I think that's too dark for this fantasy world. It's not too dark, but it's just like, because like,
you have a habit of thinking too far into things.
Yeah, I really do. Mm-hmm. But I'm literally just sitting here. I'm just like, what is Egg for? Just masterminding this whole thing. But then he died, and I'm like,
yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. And I feel like he was very quick to do that. I mean, again, was Brendan improvising. So we need to
take it with a grain of salt, or
take it with a grain of salt, because I'm used to movies where it's, you can think about the characters as characters themselves because they were very carefully written. But this, you need to like separate the character and remember that they are just a person making
decisions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And like, this is Brennan's first big show on his for his job.
Yes.
Like, he needs to make sure that this series goes well. He cannot have two people die on his first episode.
Yes. Oh, this was just a lot.
Yeah, I'm still just really sad that we would have lost Gorgug if Kristen hadn't also. I love Gorgug.
I actually started crying.
I'm just still reeling that he didn't just find some other kind of magic. Like, why didn't he just like make Egg for like a necromancer or something and just bring him back to life? Why, like,
that's a little OP.
Yeah, but that those necromancers exist in, you know, wider D&D universe.
True, that's fair. But it's just it, like,
I'm just still reeling from that.
But like,
just like, Brennan, you know what?
Brennan didn't plan for his characters to die. Like, it wouldn't make sense for Eggford to be a necromancer. He's obviously a wizard. He's created this school to teach other kids, you know, magic and how to save the world.
So yeah, and just like, I mean, it would be awesome if, like, you would just have this adventuring school, someone dies, here you go, buddy, go walk it off.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I just think, and also, you know, he did set Eggford up to be, like, the Dumbledore-y type, and, like, you know, just the connotation of necromancy makes you go,
Yeah.
But, yeah, sorry, back to the don't trust the staff thing, I really hope the vice principal isn't the evil one. I just feel like that man.
I feel like it would be the most logical explanation.
I just want him, like, in my head, he's just like this poor overworked man who's just like, I love my job with these children.
Like, I love my job.
Right?
He's like, this isn't the worst.
Just like, I had worse. This is okay. Like, I'm rooting for him. He's like the Minerva McGonagall in my head. He's just like doing his best in this strange time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it would make sense if he was the evil one, I suppose.
Excuse me. Sorry, I have people working on my house right now, so there's kind of construction in the background.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's just like, Eggford, is that you?
Eggford?
Thanks, Dad? Is that you?
I also really liked how they... Okay, I'm going to talk about random points that I had in my notes now.
Yes. Cool.
They called the corn monsters buttholes cornholes, which is not just a Midwestern yard game anymore.
No. A whole new connotation.
Whole new kind of cornhole.
I will never play cornhole. I'm going to call it beanbag toss.
I can imagine the ooze as the things you're throwing the bags into.
Absolutely.
And you throw it into the, the cornhole.
I've never been happier to not be white.
I used to call it like beanbag toss, but then started dating Aaron.
And it's cornhole now.
Yes. Together, he and I have made two sets of the game, and we call it cornhole, and I'm like, cornhole.
Make him watch the series.
It just sounds terrible.
I'm
going to make him watch at least that one episode.
Mm-hmm. The first two episodes.
Yes. Just watch it. Just watch it. Just for the cornholes.
Is everybody bad at acrobatics? Or did they all just get
okay? I feel like they're supposed to be good at it.
Fabian and Riz are supposed to be like good acrobatics.
But did Riz get a nat one?
Yeah. On
was it Riz or was it
Fabian? Definitely got a nat one. I don't remember if Riz got a nat one, but they all were getting nat ones.
They were having a
Bad time. Yeah. Capital also, B, bad time.
Yeah, Gorgug is supposed to be really strong, too. And he was doing pretty good.
Yeah, he was.
Gorgug deserves the world. I will make him a flower crown.
I literally wrote, I love Gorgug in my notes. Love spelled L-U-V. But I love Gorgug.
I'm just in here. Yeah, Gorgug, I stand. Oh my god. I didn't take a lot of notes for this because it was happening so fast, but like
I wrote a lot of things that I just like thought were important in the moment, and now it's not.
It's like, really not. Quote,
fuck you, I'm good at this. You know, I love that. That's how I feel whenever I make a mistake about anything.
This is like me when my equations don't balance. Fuck you, I'm good at this.
It's fine. We're fine. We're just slightly damaged.
It's okay. Can we talk about... They're setting it up so that Fig's dad is the Nightmare King. But okay, I just desperately wanted to be, like, some, like, bureaucracy lackey that, like, tricked her mom or something on accident.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, I'm the Nightmare King. And then he's like, oh, shoot. I gotta... Shoot. I have a daughter.
Oh, man.
Oh, dang it.
I have a vague feeling we're going to figure out who Fig's dad is, and I have the vague feeling it's going to be the Nightmare King, which is dope. Don't get me wrong.
Yes, that would make
Nightmare
sense.
Nightmare Princess?
That's a dope title.
Yeah.
But also, I really want her to be friends with Kristen. And then there's an ideological war there.
Yeah.
But not like war, but like conflict.
Yeah. Because like, but like conflict, but not like actual conflict between the two people as people, but just like societal conflict, you know?
Right.
Because both,
like on paper, you stand for everything that I'm against.
Yeah.
Like, your existence.
But Kristen is the kind of person that she wants to be with people who aren't exactly like her, and she wants to share the love, you know?
Right.
So she would totally be friends with Fig. And Fig is just like, you know what, dude? I like people. I don't know what Fig's about yet, because I...
She was dead for most of this episode.
Yeah, she was dead for most of this episode. I don't relate to Fig at all, so I can't tell what she'd be like. But I can tell that she would be friends with Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know why.
Like,
you know?
You know. You know, I just like...
Because she's not supposed to, and so she would.
Yeah,
know?
She's very rebellious.
Yeah, she would, and she'd be like, oh wait, I actually really do like
you. Oh wait,
people.
Actually, you're rad.
Yeah. Actually, wait a minute!
I'm just
pretty neat!
I'm just imagining, like, Kristen's parents, like, you're friends with the daughter of your
You're friends with the tiefling?
You're friends with the Nightmare Princess?
And she's just like, yeah, mom, yeah, dad, I read the scripture, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay, because Helio said he loved me.
It's just like, Helio saved us. Mm-hmm. Would he have saved, you know? I can't wait for that conversation.
Yes.
At the end of the series, just like, they are my friends! Mom and dad.
And can we also talk about how everyone throughout this episode was joking that, like, Kristen has converted them to worship Helio?
Yes. Yes, like, okay, it's worked.
Yeah, just I believe.
Divine cornervention,
right.
Or Deus ex cornea?
Not Deus ex cornea.
I love it. I love it.
Yes, that was that's all I said.
Mm-hmm.
I had to write that down because I was like, I'm not gonna remember how to say those words.
Didn't Kristen at one point go, I'm having a real cognitive dissonance right now, or something, where it's just like. Because I'm fighting this corn.
Yeah. I'm fighting the corn, but I also worship the corn.
Yeah. Also, these little gremlins kind of look like angels.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like little angels.
It's just like, and then every time she heals someone, you just smell, you know, buttered popcorn.
Sweet corn, yeah. Yes.
Oh my
but
God.
Like, I just imagine, like, in her brain, they were just little cherubs. Like little naked babies with wings, just like, nah!
Just like,
you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying
Cupid, but he's corn.
Corn fish?
No, I made that logical conclusion, but I didn't want to go there.
That's my job, is I just gotta make everything into the word mash.
Yeah.
Corn pig.
And they also, like, talked about the, like, she tried to say corn children, and she said corndren.
Yeah.
And then it's just...
Yeah.
Children of the corn.
Yeah. Come, my corn.
I don't know how no one said that.
Yeah, how no one said children of the corn. But it's fine.
It's just like, it's not like we're mad about the missed opportunities or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just, like, emotionally numb from this whole ordeal.
I just...
Like, I don't feel anything anymore. You took my baby Gorgug from me.
He's back. He's fine now.
But he wasn't going to be.
No, he wasn't.
It's, yeah.
Like,
it's
he's just... the one that would have, like, 100% guaranteed died.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it, I just need to see more. I'm not.
Do you want to watch the next episode right now?
I mean,
I wouldn't hate that.
I wouldn't hate that either. I just need some water and, like, yeah. Flick my
we do
head
get
a little bit
more closure on the next episode because it's just a role play episode. So.
Good. Well, yeah, I was like, I need closure.
But I love the battle. Just like
so much just happened and we didn't get to talk about it. I was like, okay, they're dead. Goodbye.
God.
Yeah.
Praise Helios.
Praise yes. Helio.
Praise Helio.
What did we learn from this episode? Praise Helio.
Yeah. Yeah.
God could be a woman.
Could be. Why do you assume I'm a woman? Why do I assume I'm a man?
Like, much like with any other, you know, being, do not assume God's gender. Mm-hmm. That's rude.
Yeah.
That's it. That's really what I learned today.
Yeah.
Just like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Also, corn monsters have goblin-sized assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I need to know the scale of these corn monsters and the scale of the big corn blob. Because it's just like...
I mean, you saw it in the episode.
Yeah! Beautifully painted, but...
Mm-hmm. But, like, is that just...
I feel like it's gotta be. I feel like it's about if you were a mother and you had a baby, you're the ooze, your baby is the corn gremlin. I feel like it's pretty... It looks pretty accurate.
Yeah.
This is why I'm never having kids. I'll just adopt.
I'll just buy someone else's.
I'll just get some corn gremlins off eBay.
Corn cuties.
It's like the flower baby, but it's corn.
It's just a corn on the cob.
Oh my god. No.
Oh my god.
No. This is just like...
Just devolved. Just
spiraling into insanity right now.
I'm sorry, this has just devolved into chaos.
I love it. I hate that I can't derail you guys with crazy theories because I know what's gonna happen.
Maybe do you have any crazy theories on what's gonna happen?
I don't know. Let me do you have any? Let me stew on it for a little bit.
I think Fabian's gonna go punk about halfway through the series and just like get a mohawk. It's just be like
that would be cool.
Like he and Fig are gonna go totally anti-establishment. I'm like they're both already anti-establishment, mm-hmm. but like
yeah.
Fabian's got money, so he's like less anti-establishment.
I think something's gonna go down when Gorgug's parents find out that he legally died. All right. Like both Gorgug and Kristen's parents are gonna be like, okay, you're never going to school ever again.
You're never leaving my sight.
Well, Gorgug's parents might just be like, well, honey, you're okay.
That is a part of life.
Did you sing the song?
Did you sing the song?
Kristen's parents might be like, you're going away now. But like, Gorgug's
Kristen's parents are going to be like, wait, you killed Karn?
But Gorgug's parents are just like, well, honey. They just be like, honey, you're expressing your emotions better now.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Can I also
and
say,
he's going to be like, Mom, I died! Death is just an expression of your innermost self.
I mean, technically...
Death is a spoon when all you need is a knife.
Yeah, I mean, and then Fig and Abine have also died.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
True.
And also, the other thing is... In the last episode, Fabian and Gorgug get into a fight, and that means that Gorgug has already used his rage, which would have halved all the damage that he took, and given him advantage on any attack rolls.
I remember that. Just like you're very confident. I go into a rage. Yeah.
I'm proud. You're handling this very well. I'm going into a rage.
God, I love Gorgug. Like, part of me just wants like Gorgug to get an inexplicable glow up for like one episode. Like he's hot for one episode and then he goes back and it's just like no.
Who's to say he's not hot though?
He is a 14-year-old boy with big hoodies.
True.
With self-esteem issues.
Yeah, probably not.
Not that I don't love him.
Yeah.
But.
He needs to work on his self-confidence.
Yes.
Exactly.
It's confidence is key.
Right? Half of it's in it.
Learn
half
from baby in a little bit.
Yeah. They need to, like,
average each other out.
Trade.
Yeah. So I just want, like, a bunch of ridiculous, somewhat wacky shit to happen. Just like Gorgug can glow
some
up
wacky for hijinks.
Yes, Gorgug glows up for an episode. Is really uncomfortable being hot, and then it's just like, no, I'm gonna go back. This ain't it. Fabian and Fig team up and become super anti-establishment. Mm-hmm. Where Fabian's just like, the establishment is why my dad did what he did, and they get a mohawk and shit.
I want
Riz to just stop taking pictures, like stop hanging up pictures of girls.
Yes, thanks. I want Adine and Fig to be friends, and so then Adine just like goes goth for a day and freaks out her parents. They're gonna be like, "What is happening?"
God, I'm just imagining. God, what's Fabian's dad's name? Something
Bill Seacaster.
Bill Seacaster, just be like, when he figures out Fabian nearly died, just be like, "Well, you know, son, I'm going to die before you and your mother." Like. I know, Dad.
I know, Father. You say it every day.
I'm going to live a short, mortal life.
He's like, that's pretty cool that you died already. I don't know.
It's pretty cool that
I feel like there are some people who would be like, oh, neat. What was it like? Because, like, obviously you're alive now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Just like, Fig, what's it like dying? I finally saw my dad.
I met my dad. It was great. I loved it.
It's like, wow, I felt something for the first time in years. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I'm done now.
Yeah.
It's just, I needed to get that out.
Thank you so much for blessing us with your insight into this episode.
Yes.
Of course, always.
I'm looking forward to watching the next ones with
you. $1 for. It's the medium
bucks. The medium bucks?
Yeah, not the big bucks.
We do this for free.
Exactly. And that's the medium bucks.
That's the medium bucks?
I'm
we
not
need to raise minimum wage.
Yeah. If free is the medium bucks.
I was about to say,
bucks.
The medium bucks is not actively, hi cat, not actively paying.
Cat just jumped on the couch next to Dia.
I think we're getting paid the no bucks.
The 0 bucks.
But like, the medium bucks is Daddy not paying
bucks? Starbucks?
Starbucks.
Oh, I would take that.
Alright, so I should probably actually sign this off. Anything else from you, Marge?
I don't think so. Do you want a sneak peek at the next episode?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
We're going to watch it anyway.
Yeah.
I know, but I don't know. We're going to get some closure. Did they go to the afterlife? Who knows?
Ooh.
They're alive,
what are the consequences?
They?
Yeah, but did they, like, take a little visit?
A life for a life! Yeah, I don't care! Gorgug's alive! That's what I care.
Yeah. And I think we get a little bit more of the mystery in the next episode.
Ooh.
What's new Scooby-Doo? We're coming after you. We're gonna solve
okay,
that
and
mystery.
That's it for our program today. Thank you everyone for listening. I'm gonna toss it over to Dia for the plugs.
Alrighty, well, you know where you can find us at this point. At least I hope you do, but I'm still gonna tell you. Every time we upload a new episode, you can find an announcement post on Instagram at Finding Fandoms Podcast. There, I'm just going to make it official now. If you want to see how we reacted when Eggfort died, that will be up there after the release of this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So go there after this, please. I beg of you. It's great. I'm laughing and Evie looks like she just died on the inside.
She has her mouth hung open for at least 3 minutes.
Honestly, I don't even think I breathed at all.
But yeah, so find us there at Finding Fandoms Podcast. You can find us on Tumblr, also at Finding Fandoms Podcast. Send us a message on either of those sites, and both of those sites will update whenever we post something new. So keep a lookout there. We also have a website, findingfandoms.com, where you can find more stuff about us, about what we do, about what we like, and some other fun things if you want to go dig around there. Yeah, so just come talk to us. Sorry, I'm emotionally wrecked.
Give us your fan theories. If you've watched this series specifically, I want to see your reactions to episode 2.
Yes. I do too. I want to get on this Twitter thread though.
Yes. Oh yeah.
It's amazing. Oh,
yeah. And now more than ever, please do not spoil yourself.
Right.
Yes.
Please. Please just watch it with us. We will be here after you watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Please, I beg of you. But
friends
yeah.
Friends are fleeting, podcasts are forever.
I suppose.
That's the only reason we're still friends. I'm just kidding.
It's not the only reason we're still friends. I like you.
It's one of the main reasons.
But yeah, so unlike Gorgug, don't die.
Unlike Gorgug,
don't fail your death saving
rolls. Don't fail your death saving rolls.
Lingcorn is gucky.
Bye. Bye.
We missed a whole thing.
What?
Oh, she said don't.
Oh,
that was my don't.
God.
Or I could say don't jump on tables.
Don't jump on tables.
And corn is gucky.
Just to reiterate, goodbye.
Yeah. Bye. So let's watch Fantasy High. Prepare to cry your eyes out, don't ask why. Let's watch Fantasy High. Then listen to our voices shout as they die. Because this podcast is a dumb excuse to make our friends watch the stuff we like. So come to Finding Fandoms. And now for your listening pleasure. Here is some audio that I recorded while Dia and Evie were getting ready with their microphones before the start of this episode and right after we finished watching episode 2 of Fantasy High. They're both trying their hardest not to say anything before we all start recording. Well...
I can't say
not yet.
But you can sing the Kim Possible theme song.
But even if I could say things, I still
you wouldn't know what to say.